fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for the Mexican border. Hail, Silver! Forward!
It was dusk when the two men rode into the noisy, sprawling Mexican border town of San Cosmo and stopped before the cantina.
Easy.
One was a tall man who wore a white hat and black mask, with six guns hung low within easy reach of his lean fingers. He was astride a powerful white stallion. The other was a grave-faced Indian dressed in buckskin who sat apaint. They hitched their trail dusty horses to a rack and walked quietly to a window of the cantina, then looked in. Their keen eyes pierced the boisterous throng in the crowded cafe and settled on a tall, lean man with the hard, inscrutable eyes of an outlaw.
Yes, Tex Vinson is inside that cantina, Tonto.
We trail him long way.
He was bound to come to San Cosmo sooner or later.
Him know Jeff Hardy here?
No, I don't think so, Kemosabe.
And why him come?
Oh, because San Cosmo is a boom town. There's easy money to be made here.
Oh, that's right.
Mexicans and Americans alike have heard of the rich silver strike in the hills. They're arriving every day to try their luck. During the past week, a bank and a newspaper started up.
San Cosmo grow plenty big.
Boomtowns attract outlaws. Tex Vinson is one of the worst.
Law not able to arrest him.
He's been too clever, Tonto. He's responsible for some of the most criminal acts in Texas. Yet, he's never been charged with a crime. And Jeff Hardy, who never committed a crime, is a fugitive from justice.
Texas Rangers not catch Jeff in Mexico.
No, they can't cross the border. But he'll always be hunted while Tex Vinson goes free.
And Tex plenty safe while him stay in Mexico, too.
We've got to get him back to Texas to answer for his crimes, Tonto.
You think a way?
Yes. It's a long chance, but we'll have to try it. Now listen, here's my plan.
Retiring to a nearby clump of trees, the Lone Ranger revealed his plan. Then he removed his mask and, with Tonto's help, used a secret mixture of wild berries and herbs to disguise his face. The change was miraculous. While Tonto waited outside, a stranger walked into the cantina.
Saludes! Buenas noches, senor.
Buenas noches, senor.
Hello, amigo. What you have?
Some food for traveling, bartender.
Bueno. You like drink while you wait?
Yes, yeah, just water.
Si. Un agua.
Water?
Si.
What kind of a drink is that for a red-blooded man?
The kind I prefer.
I prefer a different, stranger.
What do you mean?
I'm inviting you to drink with me. Hard liquor.
You know, I find it safer not to.
You'll find it safer to drink with me, stranger.
Por favor, my amigos. No shooting.
Two liquors, barkeep, and make it fast.
Si, 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 senor.
Pretty quick on the draw, aren't you?
Yeah. And a sure eye for a dead shot.
Oh?
Keep your eye on that tree leaf hanging outside the window.
The bullet hole. It is right in the center.
Oh, not bad.
Diablo! The stranger's bullet snapped the leaf right off as it stands.
Just keep those liquors, bartender. Bring two glasses of water.
Si, dos aguas.
Hey, you got me hog-tied, huh?
Not yet.
You're pretty slick with a gun yourself.
Thanks.
In fact, I never saw a man with a faster draw.
Oh?
Only two brands of Mavericks have called a heist a gun as fast as that. Outlaws and lawmen.
Well, I'm not a lawman.
And you must be on the prod. I didn't catch your name.
No, I didn't mention it.
So you didn't. I like your style, mister.
Yeah?
You and me could do business together.
What?
Now, this town's easy pickings for the right combination. The bank here's a pushover.
Oh, there are easier ways than bank stick-ups to get money.
Yeah?
Ways without risk.
I'm waiting.
There are several men in San Cosmo who have a price on their heads.
An informer, eh? Why, you...
Keep it in leather.
I should have remembered. You're lightning fast on a draw.
You see, informing isn't what I meant.
No? What did you mean?
A good deal more money could be collected than the amount of the reward.
I don't savvy.
An outlaw with a price on his head would value his freedom enough to pay for it. The man who captured him could probably collect double the reward for not turning him in.
You're as fast with your head as you are with your hands.
How soon will you have that food packed for me?
Un poquito, amigo.
Sounds like you're planning a trip.
Perhaps.
Sounds like you're on the trail of an hombre with a fancy price on his head right now.
Perhaps.
As I said before, I like your style. How about joining up?
I can handle it myself.
Stop bueno, senor. Here is food. Cambio dos aguas.
Here's your money. Keep the change.
Gracias.
Here's drinking your health, stranger. In water.
I'm leaving now. And I don't like to be followed.
Good traveling, stranger.
Adios.
Adios, amigo.
Adios. Adios, hasta la vista.
As the Lone Ranger, cleverly disguised, walked from the cantina, his tall figure was followed by two pairs of shrewd, scheming eyes. Then Tex Vinson called to his partner, who had been watching the proceedings from a table nearby.
Monk!
Coming! What's up?
You heard?
Yeah.
The stranger's got his eye on some crooked coyote with a lot of cash.
And he ain't aiming to share what he gets.
He don't like being followed either.
Kind of particular, ain't he?
Too particular. Come on.
Me want food.
What?
Me want food. Me got plenty silver.
Salud, amigo. Oh, es mucho dinero.
Keep out of this, barkeep. What's your name, Injun?
Me Tonto.
Where'd you get all that money?
Feller, pay me.
Pay you for what?
Feller ask plenty question. Me answer him. Feller give me money.
Who asked you questions?
Feller who just leave here.
The stranger, Tex.
Yeah. What do you ask you, Injun?
Me not want to talk. Me want food.
Answer me.
No. Me promise not tell.
Wouldn't be how to locate a certain party with plenty of cash, would it?
Me not remember.
Maybe he needs something to refresh his mind, Tex.
Yeah. I talk fast, Injun. Or would you like hot lead better?
No. You not shoot. Me talk.
That's better.
Him want fine man.
Who?
Feller named Jeff Hardy.
Jumping juniper.
What?
Jeff Hardy. That's a kid I knew in Texas.
Him get plenty rich from silver mine.
So that's the stranger's game.
What's eating you, Tex?
Jeff Hardy's wanted for murder in Texas. There's a price in his head.
I savvy.
The stranger's found out about it and is figuring on blackmailing Jeff of a sizable chunk of his cash in exchange for not taking him in.
Yeah?
But we're not letting him do it.
You mean that...
I was with Jeff the night of the murder. I reckon that gives me first claim on any reward, whether it's for turning him in or buttoning my lip.
We don't know where he is.
The engine knows.
Now, Tonto hungry.
All right. Rustle up some food, barkeep. Pronto.
Si, senor. Pedro.
Si.
Margarita.
You'll have to eat it on the run, Redskin. We've lost enough time already.
What's funny?
The stranger said he'd handle this himself. Before we're through, he'll find not only is the cash to be split three ways, but that three is one too many.
Meanwhile, in the garden of her father's rancho, a few miles from San Cosmo, Jeff Hardy strolled with Conchita Martinez, the girl he loved.
Jeff?
Yes, honey?
You're so silent, and on such a beautiful night.
Conchita, I...
What is the matter?
There's something I've got to tell you.
Oh, Jeff, I have waited for this moment for so long.
Oh, no, you don't understand, honey. You know I love you. I've been working up courage for weeks to ask you to marry me, but... There's something you got to know about me first. You and your father.
You wish to speak with me, Jeff?
Padre.
Senor Martinez, I want you and Conchita to know the truth about me.
The truth?
We do not understand, senor.
I love your daughter. I want your permission to marry her, but not unless I'm worthy.
Padre, he is so serious. I am afraid.
Nonsense, chica. Well, what is it you wish to say, senor?
I've been an outlaw.
Outlaw?
It was before I came to Texas. I met a man in Texas.
See?
His name was Tex Vinson. I didn't know when we met what a thieving, murdering, double-crossing polecat he was.
Oh, Jeff.
Well, he suggested that we team up and go into the cattle business. I didn't have any cash, and neither did he, but, well, he said he could borrow it from the bank.
What then, amigo?
Well, we rode to the bank.
Oh, boy. Wait here, Jeff. I'll go in the bank.
But I thought we came to borrow some cash.
We did.
Well, then it'd be best if we both went in. Seems to me they won't arrange a loan for us to go into the cattle business unless they see the two of us.
I'm giving orders, and I say stay here.
What? Wait! Well, I don't know if I want to be partners with him or not. He sure has a fiery temper. Still, it'd be mighty nice to set myself up in the cattle business. I hope you don't have any trouble arranging that loan. You getting restless, old boy? Well, it won't be long before we'll be moving on. Hey, what's that?
Stop, please!
Shut your mouth!
What's that? Stop the bank!
Tex, what's happened?
Unhitch my horse.
Your mask!
What of it?
With that satchel, what's in it?
Cash, you fool.
They get away! Stop them! They robbed the bank!
Robbed the bank? You tricked me!
Shut up and ride.
No, I...
Blast that bank guard. He almost got me. I'll show the coyote.
No, you don't take it!
No! Oh!
Good shot, Jeff Hardy. You killed the guard.
Jeff, you didn't kill that man.
No, honey, I didn't. I fired at Tex and missed. His shot killed the guard.
Why then do not your Texas Rangers arrest this Tex, senor?
Because all the evidence points to me. Tex wore a mask, but everyone there recognized me and heard him shout that I killed the guard.
Jeff.
I'm innocent, but I've been branded a murderer.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. In the living room of the large Spanish-style rancho, Jeff Hardy concluded the story of his past, then sat tensely with Conchita, his fingers nervously entwined with hers while her father paced the room. Minutes dragged into eternities as the two awaited his decision. Then suddenly he halted and turned toward them.
Amigo, it is most difficult for me to decide.
I understand, sir.
But the one thing I am certain.
What's that?
You must go back to Texas.
No, padre.
Si, chica. It is the only way.
Yes, your father's right, honey.
They hang you.
Nonsense, chica. They will listen to Jeff. They will know as we know that he is not a murderer.
No, no.
Oh, I wish I could believe that, sir, but you don't realize how the law in Texas works.
I don't understand.
I wouldn't get as far as a trial. I'd be strung up by a mob.
But the law...
Oh, the state's too new to have much law. I always meant to go back someday when I felt I'd be given a fair chance to clear myself.
Then wait, Jeff. Wait. In Mexico, you will be safe.
No. No, honey, I've got to face it now.
Si. It is better so, chica.
No, padre. No.
Si. Otherwise, all his life he would be haunted. You could not love him like that.
I have the most horrible premonition, Jeff.
Yes?
Where is this murderer? This Tex, now?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him since the bank robbery. Why?
It is nothing. My head, I thought he might come to San Cosmo. So many of you Americanos do.
Well, he wouldn't leave Texas as long as he could get away with the murder.
Chica, chica. There's only someone at the door.
Everything's all right, honey.
It came so sudden.
I will go.
Si, senor.
I have come for Jeff Hardy.
What? El compasita.
The masked one.
I want you, Jeff.
Not if I can.
Put that gun.
No, I... Oh, my hand, it's numb.
I simply shot your gun away.
Who are you?
He's Tex. I know he is.
You're wrong.
What do you want, senor?
I'm taking Jeff with me.
The Texas Rangers, they come to hang you, Jeff.
No.
Your horse is packed and waiting. We're heading for Texas.
No, you can't do this. You can't cross into Mexico and make an arrest.
I'm not making an arrest.
But...
Come along.
No.
I guess I haven't any choice, honey. I reckon this is goodbye. I left a paper at my house deeding the silver mine to you in case this happened.
No, Jeff, you must not say such things.
You'll be together again very soon.
Together? But...
Hurry, Jeff.
Adios, Conchita.
Hasta la vista.
Not long after the Lone Ranger and Jeff Hardy rode away from the rancho, three horsemen reined in before Jeff's modest halt near the mines. They were Tex Vinson, Monk, and Tonto.
Oh, ho, ho, ho there!
Are you sure this is the right house, Injun?
This where Jeff lived.
It's all dark.
Take a look around, Monk.
Sure.
If that stranger bribed you to lead us on a wild goose chase, Injun, you'd better say your prayers.
I may not lead you wild.
Just so we understand each other.
Tex!
Yeah?
Somebody packed and left in a hurry. Jeff's horse is gone, too.
Well, that means the stranger's been here. I reckon Jeff refused to pay off, so the stranger's taking him to Texas for the reward. We gotta head him off.
Which way did they go?
I don't know. We'll head for the border and meet him there.
Suppose the stranger persuades Jeff to pay off before they reach the border.
You're right. We'll have to trail them.
Providing we can find their trail.
Tonto know where you find trail.
Where?
Rancho Martinez. Jeff plenty sweet and girl there. Maybe Ranchero know which way him ride.
It's our only chance, Tex.
Yeah.
Get up, Coyote. Get up there. Come on. Get up. Get him on.
Racing across the flat border country, the three riders urged their horses through a narrow ravine which opened on the Rancho Martinez. Riding up to the house...
Ho, 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 boy, ho, man.
They quickly hitched their horses and knocked on the door.
Who is it?
Open the door.
What do you want?
We want information. Open up.
not try anything, how you say, funny, senors. I am holding a gun.
We just want to ask a few questions, senorita. Don't we, Tex?
Sure.
Tex? Your name is Tex?
Tex Vincent. What's yours?
You are the snake who killed the bank guard in Texas and blame my Jeff.
What?
You make it look like he is the murderer.
You're loco, senorita.
It is the killer, padre. The man they call Tex.
I will take care of him.
Monk, grab the gun.
No, no.
Not her, girl.
Keep out of this engine.
Of his mother.
I'll handle the girl. Monk, take the engine.
Yeah, he got you.
Oh.
Hang on to her, Monk. I'll hit him with my gun butt.
Oh,
that did it.
He almost had me.
You fiend.
What is?
Ice your hands. All I want out of you two is this. What trail did those two Amish take when they left here tonight?
I do not know who you mean.
I mean Jeff Hardy and the stranger who was with him.
The masked one?
Masked? Yeah, I reckon he would be masked to pull this job.
He's a friend.
Oh, you hear that, Monk?
Yeah, pretty slick.
He promised to bring Jeff back to me.
Sure, after he's taken Jeff for all the cash he can get.
I do not believe you.
That's not important. Which way did they go?
I'll not tell you.
All right, Monk, you know what to do.
Let me go.
What do you do with my father?
That's up to you, senorita.
What do you mean?
Show us the trail those two took, and we'll let the old man go. Don't, and we'll use some branding irons.
No.
All right, Monk.
No, no. I will tell you. I will tell.
Well, now you're talking sense.
That is the trail. The one through the trees. It goes straight to the border.
Come on, Monk.
What about the engine?
Leave him. He'll never bother us again.
Come on, get up there, Monk. Get up there. Come on, get up there.
Padre, the Indian.
He is conscious.
And them follow trail.
I had to turn them.
Aren't that good?
I do not understand.
Masked fellow, your friend. Me friend, too. You not worry. Everything be all right.
But who is he?
You look in pocketbook. Maybe you know.
Pocketbook? Padre, look. A silver bullet. A silver bullet.
What does it mean, chica?
In our country, El Comparsita, Padre Mia, across the Rio Grande, the Lone Ranger.
On the trail of the masked man and Jeff Hardy, Tex and Monk drove their weary, hard-ridden horses along rock-studded trails, through dusty, barren arroyos, over a cactus-thatched plain. They camped only long enough for their tired, almost exhausted mounts to regain some small measure of their strength, then spurred them on until the animals seemed as if they would not be able to drag themselves forward another step. It was late afternoon of the following day, after a particularly arduous trip, when their hard-driven horses splashed through the shallow Rio Grande to the Texas shore. Suddenly, near a clump of trees, they saw signs of the quarry they had trailed for so long.
Looks like a campfire, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, wait up there.
Oh, horse. Oh, hold there.
I guess we caught up with them, too.
My horse was about to fold up.
Jeff must have decided to let the masked man turn him into the sheriff and collect the reward.
Yeah, I reckon so. Otherwise, he'd never have come this far.
$5,000 ain't nothing to sneeze at, Monk.
What'll we do now?
Wait here till nightfall. Then we'll sneak up on him.
What do we do with the masked man?
Drill him. That'll show Jeff we mean business.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we...
I'm doing the thinking.
Just as you say, Tex.
Toss your reins about that greasewood. We'll move up on him by foot.
Now?
Just far enough to make sure they're the two hombres we're trailing. Then we wait till dark.
Look at that horse.
Yeah.
Limping. That's why they had to stop.
It's one lame horse that did us a good turn. And after dark, we'll do us another.
In the heavy shadows of night, which lay like fingers across the prairie, two men crept stealthily toward a campfire, which had been built by the Lone Ranger and Jeff Hardy. Then the two hard-featured outlaws carefully pulled guns from their holsters and advanced on their quarry.
Don't make a sound. They were close enough to cover them.
We're almost there.
They're facing the fire with their backs this way. All set?
Yeah.
Ice your hands.
Get them up!
That's just a sample of what you get if you get out of hand.
What do you want?
Tex Benson.
Surprised, Jeff?
I suppose you came to collect the reward offered for me.
Maybe. Maybe not.
You framed me for that murder.
You went to that bank job with me like a pig being led to slaughter, Jeff.
And you did frame Jeff for the murder of the bank guard.
Button your lips, stranger.
Oh, let him talk, Monk. The last chance you'll have before he kicks off.
You ain't forgetting we're in Texas, are you, Tex?
No, I ain't forgetting. The wide open spaces. Who's to hear us?
I've heard of a lot of low tricks in my time, Tex. But framing an innocent man...
Sure, I framed him. I shot the guard. But I was too smart to take the rap. I took the cash, too. Jeff here was too dumb to know what it was all about.
All right, Sheriff.
What? Look!
Throw down them guns. You're covered.
That's right.
The injured.
We've been framed.
They ain't taking me.
Drop it.
You're my dish, mister. Oh, you wing me.
He wants you.
No!
He'll show you. Oh!
There. We got the goods on you at last, Tex.
You got nothing on me, Sheriff.
Think again. We heard you betray yourself in that clump of trees.
But how?
The engine cut around your camp and beat you here. The Lone Ranger and Tonto fixed this whole scheme between them.
The Lone Ranger? You mean the Masked Man?
That's right, Tex. You followed him all the way from San Cosmo. And you put your neck in a noose.
Oh, Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.